Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone, alongside CEO of The Wine Growers, Carissa Cruz, who's snapping.
You get like my, I feel like that was a nice little extra pump up. Yeah,
let's do it. Let's do it.
Say, you got a quiet snap.
Wow.
Is that like...
Yeah.
I'm delicate.
Well, welcome to The Good Stuff. Here
we
are.
Don't all laugh.
Yeah, we're here. We're here snapping to The Good Stuff.
I have never once thought about whether I've had a loud snap or not, so thanks for that, Jeff.
No problem.
All right. I guess I don't know.
All right. We're goofy.
Oh, I'm getting it. I'm getting it
there
now.
You go.
I'm in it. Okay, there we go.
We're goofy already.
Well, we are eating gummy frogs and gummy bears, so...
The sugar is definitely kicking in. And last time we talked about funnel cakes, which are still on our minds.
I know. I love that. Because the fair is actually going to start in a week, so that's good.
I know. Get ready for your funnel cakes. Make room, Jeff.
Free tickets.
Maybe you'll get a free funnel cake.
We might be able to work on that. Well, speaking of which, it's now August. Welcome to August.
Your birthday month.
It's my birthday month of my birthday year.
Exactly. So
which means we should always be celebrating.
So on the first day of August, what's the birthday plan?
That is a great question. I'm actually, you know what? I will be going to a wedding tonight. So friends of the family.
Yep.
So that's the plan for tonight.
That's the first celebration.
Does that make you a Leo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. It explains a lot.
Does that all? Yeah. That tracks? Yeah. Thanks once again, Jeff. Let me just snap to you a little bit more.
Yeah, let's just snap to everything we like or don't like.
I think we should just snap for 4 minutes and let him just edit that out.
No.
Edit that, Jeff.
Too bad you don't have the bubble bell.
I know. Wow. I know. Seriously. I feel like my snapping is almost similar.
You tried to replicate. Same idea.
But it's August, and you recently wrote an article for our Good Stuff column talking about road trips and getting out and about. In Sonoma County, of course. Do you have any favorite routes you take?
Well, I mean, come on.
And do you say routes or route? I say route.
I say routes.
Yeah. Jeff?
Yeah.
Route or route?
Routes.
Route.
Okay.
Routes are part of a plan.
It's Route 66, but proceed down the route.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And root beer.
Right. I think of root as plants or beers. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, there you go. So, route.
Where do I like to go? I love to go to the coast this time of year. All times of year. But, yeah. So, I loved going kind of through Sebastopol, all along kind of Bodega Highway, stop in Freestone, stop in Bodega, and then get to the coast. And then you have so many options.
Yeah. And I love, actually driving down Highway 12. So, if I happen to have a meeting in town of Sonoma, it's always nice, especially this time of year. The vineyards look beautiful.
Yeah, that's my backyard.
So. I know, so that is your backyard. I get to wave to you as I'm going by. Yep, maybe you'll meet up with me.
Maybe.
So.
Lots of things. Yeah, lots of places to stop. I mean, Sonoma County, you can take roads where you just really just want to be alone and not see anything or any people, but otherwise you go, I base mine around food and drink, of course.
Yeah, a destination.
Yes. All right, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back on The Good Stuff. Joining us on today's Good Stuff. There's snapping happening again, Carissa.
I'm practicing.
Whew. And our guest was starting to snap too. I'm a little worried. I'm going to be outnumbered here. Alexandra O'Gorman, Vice President, Community Relations at Foley Family Wines and Spirits. Welcome. Sorry.
I know I'm going to do three snaps in Z formation on that one.
I know.
You can do that.
I
can do that.
I mean, that was kind of what I was trying to attempt to do was the cool snap, but it didn't happen.
I'm here for you. We'll do it together.
I need a backup snapper.
I guess you do. I mean, that can be a job.
The 49ers.
Can't think of anyone better.
Yeah.
So,
Alexandra, thank you for coming and embracing our silliness.
Thank you. Yeah. It's great to see you, Virginie, and you, Carissa. Thank you for inviting me today.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, so you have a big job. We need to get into all of that. But a lot of people might want to know, who is Alexandra O'Gorman? Where'd she grow up?
Yeah, I'm a snapper. Yeah, excellent. I'm just kidding.
Where'd you grow up? Yeah. How'd you get into this crazy wine world?
Yeah, like, I grew up in the bucolic little village of Carmel, California. Very delighted to have that background. You don't know how good things are until you get a little perspective. So I didn't realize that not all sandy beaches were white and had no rocks and, you know, the sunsets were everywhere. Right. It was gorgeous. But it was a great childhood. And then eventually I made my way to Sonoma County, where I met my sweetheart, Chris. And we ended up raising both of our kids here. And my career throughout the wine industry has been very entertaining. But I've had a lot of mentors along the way that I'm grateful for.
Okay, yeah. But how, what brought you
that
to Sonoma County?
That was a very short version of, like, your
holes.
Story.
Yeah, there are a lot of holes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how deep I want to go. I'm not on a couch. I'm not paying $1,000 an hour.
No, but we're going to get it out.
We're going to get it out.
Yeah, we're
so
get
I had
it.
A cousin who lived here, and I ended up moving in with her in Petaluma. And I went to Sonoma State and then met my bestest friends and moved in with them and finished up my college career at Sonoma State, studying psychology and art history, and then had
so
no
that has
idea.
To do with wine.
Well, no, I had no idea what
does.
I was going to
well,
do.
Yeah, fair.
Absolutely.
Fair.
In art history, if you look at the labels in front of you, there's a little bit of art
that is
going
that's
on.
That's true. Okay. Pulling it together.
So then Chris picked me up in a bar, as, you know, good relationships begin. and then we had this long chapter down in San Francisco. His line was, "Will you dance with me?" And then I said, "Yes." And then he said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Alexandra." And he said, "Well, that's my name too." And I said, "Beep, beep."
Get out.
I'll snap on that one.
Get out.
And then it turns out that it's his middle name.
Not so weird.
Not so weird.
So he was not lying from the beginning.
Yeah,
he was
I
not
thought
lying.
It was. So what it was fake? But
so what song did you dance to?
It was "Stand by Your Man."
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's like intense for your first dance.
It was intense. And then afterwards, he grabbed my hand and he said, "Can I talk to you now?" And then we went off the dance floor and we talked for hours. And then he laid me in his arms and he said, "Can I kiss you now?" And that was the beginning of the rest of my life. So there you go.
Dang
stand
it.
Stand by your man. Wow.
Yeah. It was sung by a rockabilly band and there were some naughty words in it, but you can imagine it was still romantic.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It was a little more of an eighth grade shuffle than, you know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's
like
right.
Shoulder
yeah.
Back.
Yeah. Worked out fine.
Yeah, that is so funny.
And that was that. So we should be your sweetheart Chris also is in the wine industry.
He is.
Was he at that time?
No, he was a writer in San Francisco.
Okay.
So I ended up moving down with him and worked in sales down there for the .com industry, which was, you know, kind of heady and exciting times.
Yeah.
And then eventually we moved up to Sonoma County because his mom was up here, and we found this house, this old Victorian farmhouse, and we drove past it. And my ovaries started pulsing, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, we have to move here. We're gonna have kids, and this whole thing." So, so we ended up moving to Sonoma County and took a leap of faith.
Yeah.
And I got a job working for Korbel as their events manager. So I started selling and marketing the wine, the sales at their daughter winery, which at the time was Lake Sonoma Winery. Then it came Sobragia over time. Gorgeous estate, and did about 150 weddings for them, which was kind of a sign of my personality. Everything from soup to nuts, keeping brides and grooms and mother of brides and grooms as calm as possible during and before, during, and after
you
the ceremony,
etc. Because that is a lot to keep in check, right?
It does, making sure that all the napkins are folded properly and blah 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 blah.
And wine helps.
Wine helps. It does. I had both my babies during that time, which was lovely, and then went on and went back into outside sales, working for a pharmaceutical company. And then they were bought by Pfizer. And so I sent out this random email prayer to, "Hey, anybody that I know, are you looking for, you know, anybody with my talent?" And it was 2007 when there were very little jobs. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate enough to get a phone call from Chris Hanna of Hanna Winery and Vineyards.
She's lovely.
She's lovely. And she had breakfast with me the next morning, offered me a job that I didn't really deserve. She offered me the director of hospitality, overseeing both of her estates and all of her wine club and tasting rooms and, you know, e-commerce. And I learned so much under her. She really is and has been a mentor to me in how to be a community activist, how to be really engaged, how to be a wife, how to be a mom, how to be a leader, how to, you know, stand up for yourself and really, you know, stand up for those who work for you. And I'm grateful for my time with her. I just get goosebumps thinking about it.
She's fantastic.
That's great.
Wow. She really is. And their Sauvignon Blanc is world class. Go for it. People, go try it.
Well, somewhere along the way, I remember, and you started the Sonoma State went to the Wine Business Institute like very early on, right?
I did. So fade in, fade out, I started working for David Ramey and Ramey Wine Cellars as their director of communication, which is where you and I became closer acquainted because I was working, you know, with PR and marketing and a little bit more of the media touch points. And my children were right next door at the Healdsburg School. And I realized that I wanted to stretch my career a little bit more. And I knew that David's children would eventually be coming into the company that we were in and growing. And I wanted to see what was out there for me. And they happened to have the Wine Business Institute MBA program. So I started doing that. And David and Carla were very supportive. And my husband was very supportive as well. And took a little bit of time and a heck of a lot of energy and money to do it. But it was the most rewarding experience to take that time as an adult to really stop and pause and figure out who you are and where you have areas of growth and where you have areas of strength, and to be surrounded by a cohort of other people who are just diving into themselves and into this industry. It was beautiful. And everybody who I got a chance to learn from is in the wine industry. The majority of them have PhDs, whether they're in outside sales or sustainability or innovation or, you know, HR, et cetera. We're all sharing, you know, wine-related stories and various different capstone projects having to do with that type of, you know, what are we doing within the industry? And we got to travel to Bordeaux and to Croatia. And I learned a tremendous amount, and I came out I became more fully formed as an individual and as a professional.
Well, I think you were top of your class, no?
Well, I don't want to say that, but I was surrounded by great, intelligent people.
Yes, but I feel like you really, like, you took to that program so wholeheartedly, and then you felt ready when it was done to really forge the next path. Is that sort of how you see it?
That's exactly true. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Fantastic program.
Fantastic
program. People should check it out. Yeah, because I didn't realize until later, like, there is a travel component. So you go to two wine regions during the course of your studies.
Correct.
And that's an important piece.
Yeah, the way that they structure it, which is admirable. The first part, we went to Bordeaux where we learned from people there, the region itself. We had various one-on-ones with professionals throughout that region. And then we went to the university and studied there. And then we went over to Croatia where we actually did a capstone-esque project with the region to try and give back, to try and help that region grow, because they're very far behind, despite being, you know, as they claim, the first Zinfandel producers, you know, on the planet. But their industry itself is very antiquated, so they needed more oomph, and so the knowledge that we brought to them, even though we were a smaller cohort, we were able to help grow at least the people that we met, the groups that we were working with.
The outside perspective and expertise.
It felt great. It feels like you're giving back, which is kind of what my job is now, and it feels wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially because we do tourism hospitality so well in the wine business here in California.
Yes, we do.
Especially in Sonoma County. So to have and to impart some of the knowledge over there, I think we hear from other wine regions all the time that are now trying to move more towards that model.
Right, but right. How do you message it? How do you share it? How do you get people excited about it?
Yeah.
Right. How do you get like a whole group together like you do so well, Carissa? Yeah. How do you get a group together and then move forward as a group?
Yeah.
And they were in need of structure. So, you know, we worked in various different areas, but it was a fascinating project to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. Well, and you kind of come full circle a little bit because Gary Heck, who owns Korbel, is very involved in the wine business program. That kind of brought a little bit of connection back to those roots as well for you.
Absolutely. So when I graduated from my undergrad, I was the commencement speaker, and I had the opportunity to go to dinner with my parents and everybody who was receiving PhDs. And Gary that night, this was the night before our graduation ceremony, Gary that night announced his $250,000 launching of the Wine Business Institute.
There for that.
And my mom nudged me with her elbow. Hey, that sounds interesting. You should look into something like that. And I was like, no, Mom, I'm going to study art history. Yeah. So it's funny how it all turns out.
Really?
Yeah.
All.
Yeah. Jeez. And I ended up working for Gary twice, and I just find him to be the kindest, really most intelligent, dedicated man. He's a really great human, and I feel very fortunate to have him in my corner.
That's very cool. Mm.
So you graduate. So you come out of the program. I mean, was there a moment in time during the course that you were like something really clicked of like I want to do that, or was it really just an amplification of things you had done before and you just wanted to go bigger?
It's an amplification of what I did before, which was mainly sales and marketing, and then I added the component of leadership on a larger scale. So. Through that, you know, life is interesting. Life is long. You never know what path is going to come your way. You got to, you know, take the doors that open to you. So I eventually ended up at Foley Family Wines and Spirits. I know we'll talk about the company and this amazing honor that is being given to us. Thank you so much, Carissa. I was working for them, and my job grew and grew and grew as we continued to acquire wineries throughout Sonoma County and Napa and, up and down the West Coast. And eventually, Courtney Foley asked me to become the vice president of community relations, which is helping with not just our sustainability, but also our community impact. And I didn't know what that meant, but I knew I was excited about the possibility of learning something different and figuring out how I could, you know, not just share the family's message, the family that I'm working for, but also the power of our industry when we work together and how we can amplify that. You know, like think about what Sonoma County Wine Growers has done, taking that message and that mission to become sustainable as a whole region, and then how that amplified and everybody got more behind it over time. Yeah. And that's really what I'm excited about doing. I have goosebumps. I feel very fortunate.
Yeah, there's so much power in that community.
Here,
I know. I know. Snaps
in circle formation. We'll just do it all.
What is this award? Carissa.
So are awarding, and actually did in July, we awarded Foley Family Wine and Spirits. So that's fine. We'll mention the spirits too.
We'll take it.
But we awarded them our Sustainable Winery Award, which honors wineries, wine organizations, wine companies that sort of go above and beyond in sustainability. And what we really were so compelled and our board talked a lot about was just fully the family and the company's commitment really in social sustainability and how kind of right to your role, the place that you all play in the community. And you've done so much, whether it's the Foley Family Pavilion up in Healdsburg that creates sort of a hub for the community there and across Sonoma County. But specifically, too, you've been really invested in our foundation, literally starting back from 2017 during the wildfires. You all invested in sort of our resiliency program, supporting our vineyard employees who, you know, were impacted by those fires. And since then, investing in our workforce development program. And I know we're one of the many organizations that you invest in our local community. So we gave them our Sustainable Winery Award, and we select one winery every year or business to do that for. And yeah, we were really, really honored to be able to give that to you.
We're
at our grower barbecue.
I know.
It was like a mashup. So you had a bunch of growers, you know, applauding and being excited, which, you know, they don't always.
It's hard.
They don't always get excited.
It's like there was
barbecue and wine.
Yeah,
so,
there was wine
there
and food. And you know, yeah, I had to learn early on in this role to have my team start the clapping at anything I said, because the farmers are definitely not going to do that. But once they heard a couple people clap, they'll jump in. Yeah. So it's all good.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. We will come right back on with Alexandra O'Gorman. The good stuff today with Alexandra O'Gorman, Vice President Community Relations at Foley Family Wines and Spirits, recent award winner.
Yeah.
As a community good company for the community.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah. Well, when you think about sustainability, we always say it's good dirt, good deeds, and good sense. And so we're really honored and celebrated Foley's commitment to all of that, but really focusing on the good deeds.
Yeah, thank you. We also take really good care of our soil.
Yes.
And good care of our people.
Good dirt. There's good dirt.
And our products are damn fine and delicious. Yes. So, yeah.
No, I think it's all of that. I mean, I think you have to be, at least when our board was talking about the awards, it's absolutely a commitment to that. And then, like, but the shining light, I think, is really on people for all of you. And I love that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Our whole company is just thrilled by the recognition. So thank you and the board of Sonoma County Wine Growers again. And everybody who clapped during the barbecue.
Quietly.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated.
Yeah. You should just bring in crowd, you know, like applause.
Totally. Yeah. Or at least like maybe have someone step up with a sign, applause now.
Like the Grand Ole Opry or something. Yep.
Seriously. Gotta love the farmers.
So this might be a good time to just talk a little bit about who Foley Family is, you know, just some of the wineries that people can, you know, might know, but they may not know the connection to Foley Family. Like,
sure.
Tell us about your imprint, sort of describe your imprint in Sonoma County.
Sure. Well, I'll go back a little bit in history. Mm-hmm. In 1996, Bill and Carol Foley had been, they'd taken over the Fidelity Title Company and grown it to what it is today. Yeah. And Bill was going to step down from that leadership role and just become, you know, chairman of the board. And so they were traveling some more and discovering wine in a new and exciting way. And they love Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. So they were living in Santa Barbara, and they went up to the Santa Rita Hills area and discovered a beautiful piece of property and decided that, well, heck, let's put a flag down here and see what we can grow. And then they started a winery called Lincourt, named after their two daughters, Lindsay and Courtney. And then after that, some more things started rolling. And eventually, the Sebastiani family here in Sonoma County was wanting to sell their historic brand. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to sell it to another family. So they contacted Bill and Carol and introduced them to Sonoma County wine, which they hadn't really explored in the past. Mm-hmm. So they came up and they saw this beautiful historic building right there in downtown Sonoma.
That is a great spot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's amazing. If you ever get a chance, please go. There's stained glass windows that have been around for, you know, nearly 100 years, and the wood carvings and the stones themselves that keep up that beautiful building. They're almost a foot and a half thick, and they keep it, you know, cellar temperature.
Yes. Kind of like the radio station.
Kind of like the radio station today.
Nice and chilled.
But it's a beautiful place to visit, and we have concerts periodically and food trucks and all kinds of fun things. So check out the website on that one. But anyway, that was the first foray for the family into Sonoma County. And then, but you know, it was just a little bit more of a hobby for the Foleys at the time. And then they started growing and growing, and eventually Bill and Carol were introduced to Chalk Hill by the Firth family. Oh my heavens, I'm so popular.
They're calling right now.
Their ears were burning. So Bill and Carol, they came up to and visited Chalk Hill, and they thought, well, gosh, we can make this a home. And we love Chardonnay, and we love, you know, the undulation of this nearly 1,400 acre property that has, that has over 13 different varietals, and 65% of them are Chardonnay with each of these different little blocks. I mean, if you ever get a chance to visit Chalk Hill, please do, audience. It's amazing. Our Hummer tour takes you. It's incredible. It takes you up and all around the property, and you get a chance to see where the wine is grown and taste it while you're walking the vineyards. You know, this is the Windy Ridge. Why? Well, it's a little windy. Yeah. So, you know, and it's pretty, pretty, and it's an amazing organic, sustainably certified vineyard. And we also have a 4-acre organic garden there. So all of our culinary programs that also feed, help bring food to our restaurants in Healdsburg and also in Forestville at Farmhouse Inn. All of the produce comes from either our garden there or our garden at Frore Corano.
Incredible, yeah.
Anyway, so as soon as the Foleys moved up to Chalk Hill, then they got really, you know, impassioned by Sonoma County, and it's just kept growing. And this became the hub of our whole company as we started growing. And now we have 8 different wineries and tasting rooms here in Sonoma County, And I highly recommend that you come and visit all of them.
Okay, well, you left a few out. So, I mean, I always think of Chalk Hill, and then I think how Foley sort of grew through Roth, which is, what, right across the street?
Right across the street, with one of the largest solar arrays in the county there. And we have 7 different ponds on property that we help take care of our own vineyards, and we use a lot of visual technology from, you know, drone footage to make sure that we're watering the vineyards in certain, you know, the amount that they need. If they're overwatered in certain areas, then we go and we double check the various, you know, irrigation to make sure that we're as sustainable as possible. Yeah. I mean, water is such a large part of sustainability and also a very precious commodity here in the county and in California.
For sure.
Right. Yep. And then up the road, Lancaster.
Lancaster, incredibly delicious Bordeaux varietals. Yeah. Oh, come and visit. Everything is estate grown there and estate made. It's an amazing place, and the caves there and the hospitality there. We actually have a master sommelier who's leading the charge there, and the experience is just world class.
But I think it's interesting because, like, so, and we can go on into detail about some of the other brands, but I mean, the original intention it looked like was buying a lot of really beautiful vineyards and pieces of land that had a story. And then, but what I thought was so interesting was when Foley bought Banshee.
So
we've talked to some of the Banshee people in past episodes, but I'd love from your perspective, I mean, that's reaching a different demographic.
Right.
That's like getting into kind of like the tasting rooms in town. Like, tell me a little bit more about that acquisition and sort of how you looked at it.
Well, I wasn't a part of that team at the time, the acquisition team. But I know Bill, and Bill has actually quoted himself saying that I see things in 4D, which is an interesting way of saying that he sees places on the puzzle that the rest of us don't, that need to be filled, right? Chalk Hill is a certain demographic. Mm-hmm. Lancaster is a certain demographic. There's places for it, but we were definitely missing a younger, more vibrant, like his daughter, and his other 2 children as well, like that kind of fun,
a place they wanted to hang out.
A little more adventurous. Yeah, they wanted to hang out. And and some, not that Lancaster and Chalk Hill can't be fun, but they're a little bit more serious wine. So Banshee is just made for a little more of a rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah.
So Bill was already involved in the brand a little bit, and then he expanded and acquired it, and it's been so fun to watch it grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, such a fun part of your
and now
life.
It has,
yeah,
totally. And now it has a tasting room.
Now it has a tasting room, and we actually have, we host weddings and private events there. Wow. We have 2 homes on the property that our members are allowed to stay in, and it's just, it's a great time to come and visit. There's a turntable there, and there we do concerts inside, and it's a really fun place to be a part of with a world-class view. You guys spent time up there. It's incredible.
And a collab with Avril Lavigne, speaking of rock and roll.
Totally.
Full circle.
Skater girl.
So great. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I had tried to dye my hair pink, but it didn't hold. Avril's been just a great supporter of the brand, and we're really excited to support her on our kind of world tour. And
I think
we appreciate
that's so
what
fun.
She's doing.
I loved when that announcement came out. I was like, what a cool.
And then she helped us make a wine too.
Yeah, very on brand.
Called Complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't complicated to make, but it sure was complicated to,
do all that.
That is a good wine name, just in general.
But, just a good wine. And life story.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you get a whole new, another demographic, right?
Demographic.
And also just thinking, it's what Wine Growers does so well too, is just like thinking beyond like the usual.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Like where else can we be? Where else can wine be?
Right. And it's not just important. Something that you like. You have to look around and figure out what other people are liking. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely.
So important.
And it actually tells a lot about the family, that they really think long term and they think generationally. Yeah. And those of us who are part of it are very lucky to be a part of a family that thinks that way.
Okay.
So true.
We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back on The Good Stuff. Back on today's Good Stuff, where we have definite sillies. except for our very distinguished guest, Alexandra O'Gorman, is keeping it together for us.
I know.
So yes. Serious over here.
So yes. Serious. I mean, you're a member, you know, community relations. You got to
relate to the community. Please lead us.
Yes.
I know. Please.
All right. So you mentioned some of the many wonderful wineries that people can come visit, can come support. But you didn't mention them all. So where else? Where else can people go?
Like, well, if you're heading out to Bodega Bay and you want to go check out the ocean and the breeze out there as August heats up, I recommend going and visiting Sonoma Coast Vineyards. Nice. It's right there in Bodega Bay, right near Fishitarian, which is one of my favorite restaurants out there. And we have beautiful Pinot Noir and Chardonnay out there and an epic view and amazing hospitality. It's just a great way to spend any time in Sonoma County. If you happen to be up in Healdsburg, please visit us at Ferrari Carano.
Yeah, beautiful. We have,
that estate there is just mind-blowing.
And you went through a major remodel, and it's gorgeous.
We did. Thank you.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, we were able to host you there for dinner.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful garden there, a culinary garden, and we have a great culinary program there now. We're really leaning into the Calatal feelings that come with the villa and also are part of what our wine tastes great with. So
Calatal, I like that.
Yes. Feel free to borrow that.
Write that down.
Trademark pending.
I know, seriously. Yep. I'm going to use that again.
There's a beautiful... kind of pond outside with fountains, and we have pergolas out there, and you can go on out there and spend a few hours with your friends and dine and giggle and, you know, enjoy our various wines and just soak in Sonoma County's greatest, you know, one of their greatest experiences out there. And then finally is Chateau St. Jean, which is out there in Kenwood, right near where Virginie and her family, and it's a really gorgeous estate. It's just right there on the foot of the hill, but high enough where you can, you know, see the sunset and look around, look over the valley, and it's a beautiful place to go with some girlfriends and have a picnic or, you know, taste through all of our various wines. Our the very first wine in Sonoma County to win Wine of the Year from Wine and Spectator, actually.
Spectator.
Our Cinque Sapage, which means five, and it's all the five Bordeaux blends. And we've been making it since the winery started almost 50 years ago.
Gorgeous place.
It's incredible.
Historic. Beautiful spot.
It's historic. It's amazing. And I highly recommend that people go and visit. We have great picnic experiences out there and wine tastings. And we also have Shakespeare being performed on the villa stage. And not that it's a stage, but it's more of a patio. But there's
Shakespeare on the patio.
Managing expectations.
Right, exactly. But we, you know, we have concerts, and we also host private weddings and events. So if you're interested in that, please check out our website.
I mean, I do think we when we were kicking off the show, we were talking about kind of little road trips through Sonoma County. You frankly could just sort of do a Foley road trip through the county.
Right. So I mean, if you are a member of one of our wineries, a wine club member at one of our wineries, not only can you taste at any of our wineries, but you can also stay at our private homes. So there are lots of reasons to join our wine club. You also get preferred pricing at our restaurants and our hotels up and down the West Coast. It's an amazing membership, and I highly recommend people look into it.
Mention the so tell us a little bit more about the restaurants, because people may not know the connection.
Yes, absolutely. So the Foley family, and Bill and Carol, and then their children as well, are very interested in the full experience of hospitality, from, you know, waking up in a luxurious bed with amazing sheets to, you know, having a great breakfast to going wine tasting and then coming back afterwards and having an amazing meal that's prepared from organic, you know, vegetables that are grown in, you know, one of
right
our gardens
there, right
there.
Yeah, there.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of soup to nuts, full scale hospitality. And then we also have the sports teams, which we'll get into another time. But here in Sonoma County, we have the Goodnight Steakhouse, which is on the plaza in Healdsburg. Yeah. We also have Marella, which is a European coastal bistro in the Leora Estate, right near the Foley Family Pavilion.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Okay.
If you like seafood.
Have not been there.
Oh, gosh. We should go.
Okay, I know.
Let's go.
I'm in. Okay.
Yes,
I love it.
Yeah, and then we also have the Farmhouse Inn, which is just delicious, amazing,
incredible.
You know, farm to table, Michelin starred
love
experience. And then in the town of Sonoma, we have the Layla restaurant inside MacArthur Place, which is also part of our family. So just all beautiful, high quality, organic, made with love experiences.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Connecting all the dots.
Connecting all the dots.
Yeah.
And all, you know, sustainably produced and thoughtfully given to any customer, you know, whether it's an employee or one of you.
Well, I think people should do the Foley winery and restaurant road trip through Sonoma County.
Yes. I do too.
And maybe they
with
get
overnights.
Mm-hmm. With overnights. With overnight stays. Mm-hmm. And maybe dinners. They get a t-shirt or something or a bumper sticker or I don't know, something. I don't know what that would be. But
some wine.
Some complicated banshee wine.
Yes. Super, yeah, for sure wine. But, you know, maybe
they get
a
bottle of complicated.
They get a bottle of complicated.
There you go. Or maybe a case. Yep. To ponder.
That's my life story, a case of complicated.
Yep. Okay. Well, with that.
What more do you want?
Yeah. What's the best? So people can check out all of these wineries. We'll also provide information in the show notes. And thank you so much for joining us, Alexandra.
It's always such a great time. Great.
Congratulations again on the award.
Thank you.
So great to honor the Foley family.
Thank you. We are honored that you chose us. Thank you.
So much for joining us on today's good stuff. It was good stuff.
It was so good. I know.
So much to talk about with Alexandra.
I know. I mean, like I said, it was really exciting to give the Foley family, Wine and Spirits, their award. I was like, gosh, I guess it was already a week and a half ago now. But yeah, well deserved. And so many great properties, so many great wines. Great restaurants.
Yeah, the Pavilion. I had forgotten kind of like the Pavilion is a new thing
for
them.
Big deal. Yeah. That was a huge investment in the Healdsburg community and Sonoma County community.
Does that hold the farmer's market? Is that part of what it is there for? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Another fun fact, I used to work at Farmhouse Inn before I got into radio. So shout out Chelsea.
I think we knew
booking guests for
I know.
Very relatable. She's actually just been looking up my past and just being like, how can we get these ghosts?
I know.
We're going to start asking more questions.
I remember when Joe Bartolet came in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had your little... Yeah.
Shout out Anna Faris, too. That's one of the
you
actress.
Really worked a lot of places.
I have had... A past.
Yeah. I understand that.
I am still intrigued. I do think we should flip the microphones one of these days and I'll try to produce and we can just ask Jeff questions.
Actually, there's
first
no guests coming in.
First off, and what temperature are you going to keep the studio at since that's been such a bone of contention?
We're going to melt you.
I think
out.
We need to have Jeff's mom on.
No. Immediate disavow.
Yes.
All right. What's the wine selection? Transition.
All right. Well, you can learn more about Foley Family Wines and Spirits and their brands at ffws.com. Mom, call us separately. Sonoma County wineries include, I think Alexandra went over some of these, but I will list it: Banshee, Bar Dog. I don't know if Bar Dog has a place you can visit, but that is a brand for them. Yeah. Chalk Hill Estate, Chateau St. Jean, Cherry Pie, Ferrari Carano, Foley Sonoma, Lancaster Estate, Rickshaw, Roth Estate, Sebastiani, and Sonoma Coast Vineyards.
Yeah.
And the restaurants.
And follow along at
and the hotels.
Foley Food and Wine Society.
Right.
Why I like
their
that.
Their perks society. To being part of the society.
Yeah, and I love that you actually can get some of your benefits across the different wineries and the different restaurants and
very
hotels.
Helpful.
Yeah. Makes total sense.
Okay.
Love that.
My Tuesday Night Wine is going to be...
Oh, just jump in. I didn't even ask, really.
No, I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting for you to ask.
Awkward.
I'm
going
to just say I didn't think we needed permission.
No, I like that. Very assertive of you.
A property that I've known for a very long time, even pre-Foley, Chalk Hill.
Yeah.
And I'm going Chalk Hill Sauvignon Blanc, 24 from Russian River Valley.
Love that. Well, I want to head towards the coast, so naturally I'm going to end up at Sonoma Coast, and I am going to have their Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir from Salmon Creek, Sonoma Coast, 2023.
Wow.
I know.
That'll be good.
I think so, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can come over. You can come over if you'd like.
I'll bring my Chalk Hill Sauvignon Blanc.
Perfect.
Now, the Chalk Hill property is just a stunning place. The horse ring. Like, they used to always be the venue for a lot of the auction
so many
events.
Of the events. Yeah. Chalk Hill and Chateau St. Jean.
That's true.
Actually, a lot of events were anchored at both of those spots. And I know they still do a lot with the Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience and other events. So great community partners. Alexandra O'Gorman, lovely.
Give him back.
Yeah. Lovely person. Great story. Lots of great experience. And great to have her and Chris O'Gorman in our community, both in wine and supporting.
I don't think we even mentioned Chris O'Gorman is at Rodney Strong.
Yes.
But, long time.
Yeah,
long relations and community relations person there. So, they both, as a family, give back a lot to Sonoma County.
Yeah, which is great. So great Foley family, great guest today with Alexandra O'Gorman, and off we go.
Well, from Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.